Brand News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump has removed some tariffs on food imports amid concerns of rising prices. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In a bid to lower the prices of some grocery items, the president ended U.S. tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and a wide range of other supermarket staples. It's a dramatic reversal from a tariff policy that he's repeatedly claimed didn't make items more expensive for American consumers. But Donald Trump admitted to reporters that in some cases, tariffs may increase prices. It remains to be seen if or by how much prices are affected by the move. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department has sued to block California's new congressional map. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
On November 4th, California voters approved redrawn congressional boundaries that could give Democrats a shot at gaining five U.S. House seats. About a week and a half later, though, the Justice Department's filed a lawsuit challenging the new map, joining a case brought by the California Republican Party. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom pushed hard for the new boundaries, saying it would counter a Republican-led effort in Texas backed by President Trump. Two other Republican-led states, Missouri and North Carolina, have also redrawn their maps to boost GOP chances. But California's redistricting is the first and so far only effort being challenged by the Justice Department. I'm Ben Thomas.
New data from the RV Industry Association says 28 million Americans plan to travel by RV this holiday season. For Thanksgiving, over 9 million plan to take RV travel, and 7 million are expected to hit the road over Christmas. Nearly 4 in 10 leisure travelers say they plan to take an RV trip in the next year. This is SRN News. A look at the religious practices of America's senior citizens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 56% of people who are age 65 and older say they pray at least once a day. 36% also report attending worship services in person at least once a month. There's definitely an outreach opportunity for churches amongst America's elderly. The Pew poll also reports that more than a third of people, 65 and up, say they feel lonely at least some of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have spilled into K through 12 schools around the U.S., with advocates reporting a rise in anti-Semitism since the 2023 attack on Israel. Some argue that school leaders have failed to take the threat seriously. The Trump administration has not punished public school systems the way it has hit colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism, but schools are still facing pressure to respond more aggressively. This is SRN News. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says young American males and females have different political leanings.
We're looking at more young women shifting to the left. And I do think that's because of the abortion conversation in the country and the fact that we've let Democrats run ripshod over us on the difference between providing health care to women, making sure they can survive if there's a medical emergency, and what we believe to be fair and true as conservatives when it comes to protecting two lives.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Two officers were injured while escorting Vice President J.D. Vance's motorcade in Tennessee. One of the officers was in critical condition after two police vehicles collided last night in Maryville near Knoxville, where Vance was in town for a fundraiser. The Tennessee State Patrol says a Maryville officer on a motorcycle was involved in a crash with a state trooper. More details at srnnews.com.